KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The heart of Oliver Stone's Savages is a ménage à trois, a woman and two men, one of whom wants to get out of the business of selling high-grade dope and into renewable energy. He's already in it, though. The movie renews the energy of worn-out themes: drug violence, drug wealth, California dreaming, Mexican cartels, and regenerates the career of Taylor Kitsch. The violence is graphic, the dialogue can be arch, and the style is often mannered, but this long, dense adventure takes surprising side trips into thoughtfulness, ruefulness, whimsy, and romance. The Trilateral Love Commission has overtones of Butch, Sundance, and Edda, or for that matter, Jules, Jem, and Catherine. It's comprised of Taylor Kitsch's Chon, Aaron Johnson's Ben, and Blake Lively's O, as in Ophelia. Chon and Ben are partners in a Southern California enterprise that promotes, at least for them, better living through botany. They grow and distribute weed of such legendary quality that a powerful cartel from south of the border offers big benefits in exchange for part of their product. It's an offer they can't refuse, but they refuse it all the same, and their decision changes the threesome's fate. The savagery first emanates from the cartel, but the story tracks the increasingly desperate measures that Chon and Ben take to secure the safety of the woman they love and to exact sweet revenge. Savages is good, nasty entertainment sustained by a buoyant spirit. There's plenty of action to appreciate in The Amazing Spider-Man. Spidey's web-slinging has been upgraded to spectacular laser-like marksmanship. The flying sequences in unexceptional 3D have Spider-Man swooping, swinging, and soaring around Midtown Manhattan with ever greater maneuverability. Yet even these blessings of the digital domain are mixed. They're oddly joyless demonstrations of hypergymnastics, extravagant motion with meager emotion. A full appreciation of the film requires not only a willing suspension of disbelief, but a suspension of memory. The truly amazing thing is that most of what happens to Peter Parker in the first half of the film has already happened in previous chapters of the Spidey saga. There are differences, of course. Peter is played by a different actor, Andrew Garfield, instead of Tobey Maguire, with Emma Stone in place of Kirsten Dunst. Instead of being bitten by a single spider, Peter is now munched upon by several. But he gets the same lecture on responsibility from Uncle Ben. He goes through the same grief over Ben's fate, discovers the same superpowers in belabor-intensive ways, invents the same uniform and mask. This hugely elaborate production is supposed to be the reboot of a foundering franchise, but rebooting a computer wipes the silicon slate clean. In the movie, what's old is old again. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.